Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, many gardeners are in the garden planting and getting ready for another growing season. Is this a good time to put out fertilizer?
Gosh, you know, it seems like an easy answer, but there are a number of things that factor in, like what type and overall health of the plants you're growing, your history of fertilizing. You know, some people always fertilize, and then others don't do it at all.
Okay, so you've talked about soil testing before. Is that always a first step?
It's important. Soil testing is important for new gardens, and it helps establish a baseline for pH and existing nutrient levels. So once you add amendments and the basic requirements for getting proper pH and phosphorus and potassium levels, and they're all met, and a small supplemental amount of nitrogen, maybe all that's required. You know, basically for established perennials, shrubs, and trees, all we want is moderate rate of growth and good green color. So if you're pleased with the amount of growth and the color of the foliage and the overall health of the plant, you may only need to fertilize every few years.
What about annual flowers and vegetables that grow for only one season?
Yeah, so for annual flowers and vegetables where the growth is more immediate, applying fertilizers at planting time is helpful. And for those long season or rapidly growing vegetables like greens, for instance, an additional application could be helpful just to keep them growing continuously through the season.
And lawns, what about them? Can they be fertilized now?
You know, the Cooperative Extension Service does not recommend fertilizing lawns in our area after mid-March. Now, we typically grow lawns of cool season fescues. They tend to slow down and go dormant during hot summer months. And if they get an application of nitrogen fertilizer late like this, they tend to develop diseases such as brown patch. So it's not good for grass, and it's pretty much a waste of time and effort.
And I would imagine too much fertilizer is not always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Over-application can increase problems with insects and diseases and can contribute to stream and river pollution from runoff. And it's really best in everybody's best interest and everything, actually, to really think through and assess whether fertilizer is necessary. So, for instance, you may have plants that don't have good vigor or healthy appearance. The leaves may be light green or yellow in color or smaller than usual and even fewer in numbers. And for shrubs and trees, the annual growth of twigs and stems could be short. Now, these are all signs of low fertility, but they can also indicate that the plant is just not doing well because it was not planted correctly or is experiencing stress from other things like drought or poorly drained soils.
So if fertilizer is needed, what do you suggest?
Well, using cover crops and green manures, compost, and other amendments to improve soil environment is always foremost and important. Next, I would suggest applying low analysis, slow release fertilizers or amendments to provide just the basic nutrients needed to maintain good, healthy plant growth throughout the season.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.